This morning we want to begin by talking about those who have been abused as children and now are suffering as adults. This is probably going to be a difficult session to think about the heinousness of what happens to young children and how they are abused. Isn't an easy topic to think about. So I imagine that this is going to be difficult, but I hope that it won't just only be difficult. I hope that also that as a result of spending time thinking about God in this process, that we'll leave this session with just a greater awe of our wonderful, majestic Savior. The fact that he could bring beauty out of ashes and that he comes to those who are brokenhearted. I hope that even as we think about something that's very difficult, that at the end we'll just want to fall on our knees and worship him because we see what a beautiful Savior he is. Let me begin by just setting the stage by reading a case study for you. This was written by a woman named Barbara to her father. Barbara says, "I hate. You filled me with this feeling by abusing me sexually, emotionally, physically, and any other way possible. You destroyed me so that you could get your selfish needs met. To you, I had no needs. You took my joy away, the joy I could have experienced in growing up. Everything was centered around you. I grew up haunted with fears, haunted with questions. Are you going to be home? Are you going to get me? Who are you going to get? Do you love me? Why are you being so nice? How can I get away from you? Will someone find out what you're doing to me? Dad, I was a child. I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know what. I trusted you at first. I wanted a father so desperately. I wanted to believe you loved me. I used to say, 'This is my father. He must be right.' But it was all centered around you, your needs, your sexual needs. I was a child, Dad. Do you know what that is? A little one who's dependent on you to show her the way. Not your way, her way. Oh, I hate you. You used to ask me if I loved you. Love you? I was never dumb enough to say no, but I never loved you. You would demand respect. There was no respect. I feared and hated you. I saw your ability to hurt others. I can never forget the times I would cry, thinking you would kill Mom or one of us. I wanted to kill you. Sometimes I wish I had. You destroyed my ability to sleep, to think, to develop. My nights were horrors. I used to lie awake in bed and worry whether you were going to come into my room. Sometimes the night fears would overtake me and I would dream, or perhaps hallucinate, evil things happening. Sometimes you would take me from my room and tell me I had sleepwalked. You destroyed my trust in my own sanity. I couldn't even develop a conscience. You were nice and gave me gifts for meeting your sexual needs. You punished me when I failed or refused to give you what you wanted. You didn't care about anything else. Then there's my body. It was never mine. It was an object for you to sneer at, to touch, to violate, to please you. I hated my body. I hated the pain you brought it. I couldn't stand your kisses. They repulsed me. Wet slime. I couldn't stand your touch. I used to put a pillow over my face and try to get away in my mind, waiting for you to be finished. You used to whisper sweet words. You may have as well been saying them to yourself. I never believed you loved me. I always knew your hate. And when you were done, there I was alone, filled with repulsion at the thought of your touch, your ugliness. I would scream within myself, 'I hate him, I hate him.' I tried to cry it all out, cry it away, but even when the tears stopped, I would cry within. I found 1,000 ways to hurt myself because of you. You made me addicted to pain. As for joy, I couldn't cope with that feeling. My pain started with your abuse, and I felt that there would never be an end to my pain. I was tied to your life through hate and fear. I could find no way out. I believe there was no way out. I had no self. I had no life. I couldn't get close to anyone I couldn't trust. I hated everyone, and I hated myself. I felt so alone, unable to speak the truth. I grew to believe I was ugly. I owned your ugliness. The only things I could relate to were pain, fear, anger, and abuse. My rage will never go away. What would you say to Barbara? What would you say to a woman filled with hate from past abuse? I think maybe one of the places that we need to begin is we need to help Barbara understand that God hates wickedness. And I think we might want to say to Barbara, Barbara, what you have suffered is despicable beyond words. And your response to your sinful father has many similarities to how God responds to sinners. God declares that his soul hates the wicked and those who love violence. In fact, Barbara, God feels the same hate toward your father that you described. God also categorically declares he will avenge. He will repay. God will pour out his wrath on the wicked. Now, we don't know specifically what that will look like in individual cases, but the thought of being the object of God's wrath should make us tremble. Hebrews 10:31 says, "It is a dreadful thing to experience God's wrath." For example, in Psalm 11:6, we learn that on the wicked, he will rain fiery coals and burning sulfur. A scorching wind will be their lot. In Job 20, we learn the following about the wicked. The heavens will expose his guilt. The earth will rise up against him. Terrors will overcome him. Total darkness lies in wait for his treasures. A fire unfanned will consume him and devour what is left in his tent. He will perish forever like his own dung. Really, God is the avenger. And he will sovereignly prepare the right judgment for the abusive person. And the truth is that when evil, injustice, and oppression occur, the right feeling is anger. God is angry with the wicked every day. Now the question becomes, what do you do with that anger? Does God have any say in that burning passion within you? I think Barbara needs to know that God wants her to cry out to him in her anger. She's cried within. She's tried to cry it away. God wants Barbara and those like her to cry out to him. Why cry out? Because when we cry out, God does what? He hears. He comes. He rescues. In Exodus 22, God warned that if someone takes advantage of the weak and the helpless, the little Barbaras of this world, and they cry out, he will certainly hear their cry. In Psalm 72:12, we hear, "For he will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help." In Psalm 34:17, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord delivers them from all their troubles." Barbara, cry out. No other God can rescue you. Now, give me some input. What are some of the gods to which those who have been abused may turn to? What are some of the gods that those who have been abused may look to for their rescue? Drugs, cutting, promiscuity, eating disorders. About any perversion that we could think of in man, we may see those who have been abused turning to it. But God alone.